Welcome back to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. We're blessed again to talk with Bill English this morning. He's the CEO of MindSharp and the founder of BibleandBusiness.com and an associate with the Platinum Group. You'll find links up at MyFaithRadio.com to dig in deeper to what we're talking about. And today, as promised, you said last time, Bill, that you'd help us with some advice on downsizing.
Yeah, downsizing an organization. I've done it twice with my own company. It's what we do at the Platinum Group. It's one of the core things that we do at the Platinum Group is to help turn around distressed companies and make them profitable again and get them growing again. But the downsizing effort in and of itself is genuinely one of the most stressful things that a business owner will ever go through. And I hope that nobody who owns a business today who is listening to this broadcast ever has to go through it. But I know that there are some who are doing it right now. And the way that you know that you're having to go through a downsize, you're not able to pay your vendors on time, you are not able to make your even interest payments perhaps on some of your bank notes on time, and you're not even able to make payroll on time. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, those are indications that you need to downsize. Let me give you some really from personal experience on the downsizing effort. First of all, the first two things that you as an owner need to focus on is managing cash and focusing on getting the company profitable. So you need to go back through and work with your vendors and call them on a regular basis and say, here's what I can pay this week, or here's what I can pay this month, here's what I cannot pay. Vendors, almost to a vendor, they will work with you if you stay in regular communication and if you talk to them and if you make those painful, difficult calls on a regular basis. You can actually, believe it or not, you can strengthen vendor relationships through a downsizing effort by simply putting your credibility on the line and saying, here's when I can pay and here's when I can't. So manage your cash by managing your debts, and manage your cash by getting your company profitable again. So what you have to do is take a hard look at the numbers, and you have to take a hard look at who is performing and who isn't. Almost always in businesses that are distressed, you have people who are making good salaries and who are not producing the value commensurate with that salary. And so more than likely, those folks need to go. And even if they're family members within your business, they're probably going to have to go. And you're going to have to get your payroll down and your expenses down to where your company is profitable again. And once it's profitable, then you can start to look at paying your debts off and then regrowing the business again. Almost always during the downsizing effort, you'll find that some of your top talent will leave unless you personally invest in them and take time to explain what's going on and explain why there's hope for the future for them to stay. Average talent and kind of carp talent, the bottom feeders, those people will stick around forever. It's your top talent, though, that usually produces the greatest value in an organization, and those are the folks that you really need to look at. Now, look, I'm sorry I'm being so crass about this.
Well, it's reality, though. I mean, people say, it's just business, business is business. And there is an aspect of that. That's a fine line that you have to walk as a believer, I would think.
It is. And there is a sense in which, as a believer, I value every person on my staff. But there is another sense, as a steward of that which God has given to me, that I need to be evaluative and I need to be ruthlessly honest with myself and see things for how they are rather than for how I wish they were. And so you just have to have that kind of gut honesty with yourself about whether your business really is profitable, where it's going, and then you're going to be under a lot of stress as a business owner during a downsize. You need advisors. You need a place to go. We can help at the Platinum Group, but we're not the only ones in town. Please find people who can pray for you and who can work with you and with whom you can share your stresses and some of the bumps in the road that you're going to face here.
Yeah, that prayer is essential to a process like this, I would think, and walking that fine line.
So. It is. And having other business owners or somebody who has been there to help you is a huge, huge help to you personally.
Great. Well, wonderful advice. Again, thank you, Bill, for coming in today. Bill English is our guest. He's a CEO of MindSharp, the founder of BibleandBusiness.com, and an associate with the Platinum Group. Links are up for all of those at MyFaithRadio.com. We'll be back in a moment.